Kellogg. Maitland, New South Wales, Australia. November 26, 1899. Dear brother, the Lord has spared my life to enter upon my 73rd year, and has helped me, by His Holy Spirit, to speak this afternoon to an interested audience. The Lord gave me a message to bear to this people, for before me I saw the very faces that were presented to me more than a year ago, as sheep having no shepherd. Men and women who were receiving from their ministers chaff instead of wheat. Many of them I had seen bowed before God in prayer. Others, with arms outstretched, pleaded, "Come over and help us. We are hungering for the bread of life." Still others I saw coming from the different churches who were distressed and cast down. All were in need. My guide said to me, "These are as sheep having no shepherd. Speak my word faithfully to them, for unless their ministers are converted, they will sleep on until the judgments of God will come upon the world. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins." See Matthew 9, verse 36, Isaiah 58, verse 1. When I stood before the people, I determined to speak only a short time, for Dr. Carroll was to follow after me with a health lecture. He has done this for the last 3 weeks, but I spoke to the people for nearly 2 hours. Dr. Carroll then addressed the audience. His lecture was excellent. I know of no place where the medical missionary work is more needed, or where it is more gratefully received than it is in Australia. This place has been presented to me as second in importance to America, and the same work which has been carried forward there is to go forward in this country, only in more advanced lines. The superfluities which have been brought into the worship in the tabernacle at Battle Creek must be strenuously avoided in this country. Music is acceptable to God only when the heart is sanctified and made soft and holy by its facilities. But many who delight in music know nothing of making melody in their hearts to the Lord. Their heart is gone after their idols, God declares. Ezekiel 20, verse 16. I have a deep interest in you and your work, Dr. Kellogg. I want you not only to do many good things, but I want you to do all things under the divine guidance.